Paul, Connor often calls those redemption games. How important was it for him to have a sharp outing?
Just to feel good. You know, he's played very well at the start of the year, and he, like, you know, we had a tougher night there in Vegas, but that was the first time that he probably got off the ice, didn't like what he had, his performance. So he comes right back and settles in, and that's mentally important for him.
Say something about his maturity, too. I know we've talked a lot about his physical work in the offseason,
yep.
But...
confidence, right? If you've got enough of a foundation in your game, your goalies will always have those kind of games like you had in Vegas, and you the more confidence that you have in that foundation game, the easier it is to find it after a tougher night.
What did your team do better in the second period as you kind of took control of the game?
Well, we stayed out of the box a little bit for a while, you know, the 6 minutes and the kill. I think that the kill and the glove save there were Connor was real good, and that 1-0 kept it there, skated a little bit better. It was going to be that kind of, I'm happy with the game. I know that from the outside you'd look at the record and say that's a must-win, should-win game, but I think they've lost three of their last six in terms of hockey, and that was two of them went to us, and the other one was to Pittsburgh. They've played well in the 5-on-5 parts of their game in their last six or seven. They competed hard, so I was fine with the first period the way it sat, and we got a little stronger there. We got a little loose for a bit early in the third, but not too far off it.
Brian Little said all the right things about staying positive. I think. What do you mean? What do you think this means for him? To
well, confidence, you know, is earned, right? So you got to score a goal to feel good. If you're a guy who puts up numbers, you got to do that. He does all the other parts as hard as he can, and he competes real hard. But you know, he believes, and we believe, he's an offensive player, and he hasn't had a whole lot of opportunity to shoot the puck. I think all three of those guys are looking to produce more and do more as a line, but he's holding it together in the middle there, and it's good for him to get a positive feeling coming out of a game.
Paul, a lot of questions about the lack of scoring early with the lower half of the forwards, and yet now the balanced scoring is coming, and you had said it was coming. I mean, you know, what does that do for the hockey club when you can spread it around like
you
that?
You know, I thought, you know, we spend almost after every game we talk about Scheifele's line, and I liked their line tonight. I thought Kyle Connor's second period was especially good. Like, they had a lot of really good chances, but they're not scoring every night. So to win games, you've got to get it from other places. And the way Andrew scored the first one, just driving it to the net, they had a lot of good offensive zone time early in the game. Again, a real good kind of on the puck battle for Adam's goal. So they were playing it the right way. Some good chemistry there. They also at times have to go and play against the other team's best when Scheif's line's not doing that job. So they look like they've got something good going on there.
Yeah, you alluded to the penalty kill, but I mean, instrumental in that first period to get through those and to kind of get the club on the proper footing going into the second.
Yeah, our penalty kill's funny. It's been terrible at home. You know, it's been real good on the road, I think in the top 10, but we've had those two nights. The Toronto-Montreal night really set us back. Other than that, I'm pretty comfortable with where the penalty kill is. We've got some defensemen, I think, that are used to it now. Having, you know, I mean, it just got better when Hendricks got healthy and got back in the lineup. He and Tan have a real nice pair together.
Would you anticipate, this is more of a daytime question, but would you anticipate Matthew Perreault for Saturday, or pardon me, for Thursday? And if that's the case, then, you know, you've got a tough decision.
Could have to make a decision to take somebody out. Matt, he's indicated to me that he'd like to be a player in the next game. So we have an off day tomorrow, one of the four that we have to give. And barring anything unusual tonight, I'll have to make a decision. Matty's ready to go. I'm going to put him in the lineup.
Paul, just with the day off tomorrow, what's the most important thing you've learned about Steve Mason in these 2.5 months?
He's got a real good handle where he's at. Doesn't need his handheld. He watched Connor play exceptionally well and knew it wasn't going to be his time during that stretch, and just worked and got ready and got stronger. So he came in and gave us a really good night there in Arizona on back-to-back, and he earned it. He worked hard for it, didn't get lucky in the net. He battled for it. Just a good pro.
Have you decided if he'll go Thursday? Or
haven't decided yet. No.
Okay, thanks.